Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's the Smucker's Uncrustables podcast with your host, Uncrustables. Okay, today's guest is rough around the edges. Please welcome Crust.
Thanks for having me.
Today's topic, he's round with soft pillowy bread.
Hey.
Filled with delicious PB&J.
Are you talking about yourself?
And you can take him anywhere.
Why'd you invite
him? And we are out of time.
Are you really cutting me off?
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, Crust.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, August 12th, 2021. If you are new to the Small Pod, he would like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. The Marlins faced the Padres yesterday. The pitching matchup featured for the Marlins, Sandy Alcantara, who before the game posted a 3.70 ERA and is coming off just not one of the best performances in his career, giving up 10 earned runs versus the Rockies. But he did look to rebound versus the Padres yesterday, as so does the Padres pitcher, Ryan Weathers, who came in with a 4.26 ERA, but it is coming off a stretch where he gave up back-to-back games with 6 earned runs and more in total of 7 innings. One was 4, one was 3. And if you take out those performances, what if pitching with a 2.73 ERA? And someone the Marlins will have to look out for, as they did play against them earlier in the season. The Marlins did get things started early with a Miguel Rojas walk, in which after the walk, Isan Diaz gave the Marlins the lead with a double, scoring Miguel Rojas and a 1-0 lead for Miami. But yesterday was all about one player, one man, Lewis Brinson. It is officially Lewis Brinson's season, as yesterday Brinson hit a 2-run homer and gave Miami a 3-0 lead over the Padres early in the game. And just Brinson has just been incredible this month, flashing 3.51, 3.85, and 6.22. It's just really incredible what Lewis Brinson has just been doing, not even this month, but just over the last couple months. He hit around 2.70 in July, and he just continues to impress. And if he continues to do this, he 1,000% will have a good spot on the roster next season.
And now sends this one in the air, out to center, Brinson again! Another home run for Lewis Brinson!
Also in the game, Miami added another home run, this time from Brian De La Cruz, his first career homer. And Brian De La Cruz is another guy who has also been impressing since he came to Miami in a trade for Yimi Garcia, and every time he comes to play, that trade looks even better and better for Miami. It first started with defensively, and now hitting wise, Brian De La Cruz looks like just a great player from Miami for hopefully years to come. In that game yesterday, he did have 2 hits. His batting average is now at .267, and for Lewis Brinson, mentioned before, his batting average after that game, .282. He had a 3-hit game. Not just 3 hits, but 2 home runs. Yes, we got another Brinson bomb, giving Miami a 5-0 lead. And that was his 7th home run on the year. And we go later to the 5th inning. Miami extended their lead 6-0 after a Brian Anderson RBI single. Sandy Alcantara finished the game with 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 0 runs, 2 walks, 7 Ks in 104 pitches. 65 of them were strikes, and lowered his ERA to 3.52. Just the Marlins have just been really great, I would say, the last couple of games, especially Lewis Brinson. He is playing out of this world. If there is a second half MVP, I'll give it to Lewis Brinson. He's just been incredible. And for the Marlins, they do not play today, but are back tomorrow against, this is going to be a good series, the Chicago Cubs. Yes, they're playing the Chicago Cubs, a team that did trade a lot of their players and have been on somewhat, well, have been on a losing streak recently. Since Tuesday, they've lost almost like six games in a row, and the Marlins can really take this series against the Cubbies, where the pitching matchup will be Albert Azalea for the Chicago Cubs, who comes in with a 4-12 record, 105 innings pitched, whip a 1.15, and a ERA of 4.17. This is really a battle between two young pitchers, as the Marlins will be starting Jesús Luzardo, 7.36 ERA, 3-5 record, and 85 innings pitched. But so far as the Marlin, he had one good game, and then the second one, not so much. But it's just a matter of looking at Jesús Luzardo for this season and how he fits into rotation for years to come. But mentioned games tomorrow at 7:10 p.m. But before you go, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always go fish.